I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. As National Suicide Prevention Month winds down, we wanted to bring to attention again the resources found at Set Free Ministries. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free explains that while soldiers are trained for combat situations, they're poorly prepared for the mental and emotional battle that takes place when they get home.
They come back home, they're released from their duties, they lose their band of brothers, they lose their mission, their meaning and purpose, and they're left with all of the horrors of war.
While there's more awareness and resources for mental struggles like PTSD and depression, very little about spiritual battle is acknowledged. Set Free is helping people find freedom through God's Word. These counseling sessions are free. For more information, head to missionnews.org. And a team with Jesus Film Project recently went to the Middle East to work with refugees and train local Christian leaders on evangelism. Jane with the Jesus Film Project's team says they did several home visits with refugee families and shares one story of a Chaldean refugee family from Iraq.
We're sitting there and we're talking with them and we're hearing their story of how they basically just walked to get away from ISIS. And so through translators, we ended up sharing the gospel and they ended up accepting Christ right then and there, which we were not expecting to happen.
The team also shared the Jesus film with the Chaldean family. Jane says the Jesus film clips helped them grasp the story of Christ and his truth and love. If you'd like to join Jesus Film Project teams on mission trips to plant gospel seeds, there are several opportunities. Learn more at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope, that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.